We think that harnessing the energy of waves and tides is something quite modern, one of today's solutions for cleaner energy, along with wind turbines. But the idea isn't as new as you might think. As long ago as the 1700s, tidal mills were a common feature along the coasts of Europe. These let the incoming tide into a reservoir through open sluices. At high tide, the sluice gates were closed. Then when the tide fell, the water was allowed to pass back through. And this turned a water wheel, not to generate electricity in those days, of course, but to physically turn the workings of the mill. And there were hundreds of these mills. One of the largest brass instruments in a band is the tuba. Tuba is a Latin word that simply means horn, and it was invented by the German composer Richard Wagner. For obvious reasons, it's often called the Big Boomer. Another Big Boomer, the case went through the routine x-ray. Nothing showed. But in the process of asking some routine questions, the security officer emptied the contents of the bag. They seemed fine, but he was puzzled. For its size and apparent contents, it seemed just a little bit too heavy. His closer investigation was to save the lives of Anne Murphy and the 375 people about to board that flight. For centuries, we've called it a plough. Today's generations who've never seen a plough often call it the saucepan or the Big Dipper. But officially, it's none of these things. The constellation Ursa Major is the Great Bear, and it's a prominent feature of our night sky this month. One of its interesting features is the bright star that makes up the middle point of the tail of the bear, or of the saucepan handle, if you prefer. This is a double star, and if you have fairly good eyesight, you can actually make out the split. Mizar is the brighter of the two, the fainter one is Alcor,